Thank you for joining our podcast today with Jonathan Yong, Senior Medical Director for the Nusinersen Program here at Biogen. I'm Jillian Mullins, your patient advocacy contact. As part of our ongoing commitment to transparency with the SMA community, I'm sitting down with Jonathan to talk about some of the most frequently asked questions we've heard from patients and families like you following the announcement of the positive data from our interim analysis of the ENDEAR study. We are thankful for this opportunity to respond to the questions we've received from the community via our patient center, which can be reached at patientcenter@biogen.com. We expect to be able to continue these updates as we advance along our path to potential regulatory approval, and thank you for your continued questions. One additional note before we get started. We know we have patients and families from all over the world listening, and we'll do our best to speak as broadly as we can, but please also recognize that there's going to be variation in the specifics around the globe. Okay, with that, we'll jump right in. Jonathan, we've just announced that we've completed our new drug application in the U.S., and this application has been submitted to the Food and Drug Administration for regulatory review. This is a critical step for us and a very important milestone for the SMA community. Can you expand on what this means for the program?
Sure, I'd be happy to. This is a very exciting moment in our road to regulatory review and hopefully an approval of nusinersen. Since announcing in August that we met the primary endpoint at the interim analysis of the ENDEAR study in infants with SMA, those most likely to develop type 1, we have been working to rapidly complete our applications for regulatory submission in the US and the EU. Today we announced that we filed with the FDA. Furthermore, we expect our application to be submitted in the EU to the European Medicines Agency in the coming weeks. I will share that we are having extremely productive and collaborative discussions with the FDA in the US and the EMA in the EU and other regulators around the globe. We very much appreciate their willingness to work with us above and beyond what is typical in the hope of making nusinersen available as quickly as possible. We look forward to continued collaboration with them as the review process continues.
That's great. Can you also give the community an idea of how long the review process will take?
Now that we've submitted our application in the US, the FDA has 60 days to accept or reject the filing. Generally, in the US, the FDA has 10 months to complete their review once a new drug application is accepted for filing. We have applied for priority review, which, if granted, would shorten this review time to 6 months in the US. The EU review time averages between 13 and 15 months. But depending on the specifics of the review, it can go faster or slower. However, we recently applied for and were granted accelerated assessment in the EU. This reduces the standard review time by at least 60 days. While we recognize these estimates do not provide the most specific timeline for a community where every day truly counts, the actual timeline is largely driven by the questions regulators have for us once they look at the data and our ability to provide them with the requested information they need to take action on the application. We remain very confident in both the design of our studies and the data, as well as the positive nature of our collaborative discussions with regulators, which will hopefully mitigate any potential delays.
We've also had a lot of questions regarding who may be able to get nusinersen if approved. For instance, I received a question the other day asking if we are filing for approval for all types of SMA or just the type 1 population.
Yes, I too have received this question as well, and I'm sure it's top of mind for so many families. We still have some milestones to go through before potential approval, and the final approved label is ultimately decided by each regulatory authority representing a country or region where approval is being sought. We are providing all the data we have to date, which includes data in patients ranging from pre-symptomatic to type 3, and we are seeking a broad label for the treatment of SMA. Again, if approved, the final label indication is decided by the regulatory agencies and is based on their assessment of the data we provide to them.
Thanks, Jonathan. I hope that will help provide some insight for families into the process. One last thing on the clinical and regulatory program before we switch gears. When we announced that we had completed an interim analysis, we didn't provide more data. Can you help listeners understand why we weren't able to do that?
Of course. This is an important question, and one that we've been asked by physicians and families alike. We have not provided more detailed data on the interim analysis of ENDEAR because we are still collecting controlled and blinded data from study participants. This will be collected through their next scheduled study visit. Once that process is farther along, we will identify the best way to present a more robust data set from the interim analysis. Our number one priority remains advancing nusinersen toward a potential approval, and we want to make sure the integrity of the data presented to regulators is without question. It is part of our commitment to doing the best we can for patients and families.
Now we're going to switch gears and talk about some things top of mind regarding our Expanded Access Program, or EAP. Can you provide more insight into who is eligible?
Yes. At this point in time, we're opening an EAP for SMA patients whose disease is consistent with type 1 SMA. While this EAP is not a clinical trial, it does have inclusion and exclusion criteria, just like other expanded access programs, which can be found on clinicaltrials.gov. The clinical identifier number is NCT0286-5109.
Thanks, Jonathan. We've heard from several families who are concerned the EAP criteria is changing. Can you elaborate on Biogen's position on this?
Yes, I welcome the opportunity to clear up any rumors on this. Biogen does not plan to change the existing EAP criteria. We know the volume of requests received at clinical trials for access to the EAP has been significant, and principal investigators are working through the best way to implement the program at their sites. I'd like to take a moment to address the feedback we're hearing from the centers and recognize the constraints that they are under. We know sites participating in our EAP have a lot on their plates, including caring for current patients and conducting clinical studies in SMA and across an array of other diseases to discover treatments for those in need. The number of requests they've received for access to the EAP has been significant, and they need time to determine if and how they can open this program at their sites. Additionally, many sites are still in the process of transitioning patients from the ENDEAR and EMBRACE sham arms onto nusinersen, which is the first priority and also represents additional patient visits at each site on top of the existing load of visits for ongoing clinical trials. As the EAP opens at each site, they will have to make determinations about how best to triage and schedule patients. Enrolling as quickly as possible while not overwhelming their own capacity and jeopardizing patient care. We at Biogen are working to determine how we may best support the centers, and we will continue to provide updates on our progress, as appropriate, moving forward. We may not have all the answers at this time, but we are diligently working to achieve them.
Will all clinical centers be able to participate in the EAP?
Thanks, Julian. Centers that are currently participating in the nusinersen clinical program, ENDEAR, CHERISH, NURTURE, EMBRACE, and CS3A, our Phase 2 open-label study, will have the opportunity to participate in the EAP. Each qualified center must make their own decision to participate in the EAP. Not all centers will choose to participate. We recognize the significant constraints centers are facing and will do our best to support them so they do participate in the EAP where possible.
What about countries outside of the US? Can they participate?
Yes. All nusinersen trial centers outside of the US who have participated in the nusinersen program will have the opportunity to participate if they want to, except for a few countries where local regulations don't allow for expanded access programs. However, we will continue to work collaboratively with centers in these countries where local regulations don't allow for expanded access programs to see if there are any ways to address patient need.
Will all countries or sites open the EAP at the same time?
No. The timing of when each center will be actively participating in the EAP is dependent on when they achieve approval from the center's Institutional Review Board, IRB, to run the EAP, and the institution is ready overall. As background, an IRB is a board established at individual hospitals that reviews, approves, and monitors any research involving humans. So centers will not open, so to speak, at the same time. I think it's important for families to understand because patients will be receiving treatment at different times at different centers, and this will be a reflection of the time it takes to open the EAP at each site. To reiterate, we are working collaboratively with sites to understand how we can help support them through the process.
So with all that information in mind, how will patients and families know if a site is participating?
Participating sites may be listed on clinicaltrials.gov once they have received approval from their IRB and initiated an EAP order. We understand families want as much information as possible right now. We know many patients and families are calling multiple sites to gather this information, and we appreciate the reasons why. However, sites are going to be limited in the information they provide until they have made a decision to participate in the EAP and have evaluated the capacity within their clinical center to provide nusinersen to families. We will continue to release information as it becomes available to us regarding site participation. We expect the first site to be up and running in the coming weeks. Keep in mind, these would be the first sites only, and for all the reasons I've outlined, it is going to take other sites time to open. In addition to general information about the EAP, which can be found on the Biogen website, information on participating sites may be listed on clinicaltrials.gov.
We've heard some questions from the community wondering if Biogen is keeping a waiting list or setting a cap on the number of patients that can participate in the EAP. Is this true?
Biogen is not keeping a waiting list or setting a cap on the number of patients that can participate in the EAP. Our intent for the program is to provide access for eligible patients in the period of time between regulatory review and potential commercial availability. We acknowledge that even though the intent is to enable access, there are limitations to what we are able to do. This is first driven by the well-controlled clinical evidence we have currently in the SMA type 1 population, for which we are opening the EAP. Second, we understand access may be limited by site capacity. As I mentioned, we are doing our best to work through this point to address any issues that we are able to. As a reminder, the purpose of this EAP is to provide access for eligible patients prior to the hopeful approval of nusinersen. Typically, EAPs close once a therapy is approved and commercially available.
You raised a good point during this discussion about limitations to access and the fact that the EAP currently includes the type 1 population only. Can you discuss Biogen's plans to broaden the EAP?
As you know, we have an ongoing study, the CHERISH study, in children with later onset SMA, consistent with type 2. Our intent is to make a meaningful impact for the SMA community. We do plan to announce an EAP for type 2 patients if and when we have collected enough positive, well-controlled data to support regulatory approval and are able to end the CHERISH sham-controlled study arm. We need well-controlled data from this population to further support potential approval for nusinersen as a treatment for SMA. However, the final label indication will again be decided by the regulatory agencies and is based on their assessment of the data we provide to them.
Patients and families understand that there may be ancillary costs associated with the EAP. While Biogen is paying for the cost of the therapy, we are not paying for additional costs associated with receiving nusinersen. How can families understand if they will be able to afford nusinersen in the EAP?
These aren't questions we take lightly. We understand that access is about more than just administering a treatment. Unfortunately, Biogen is unable to provide guidance on what the ancillary costs may be for individual patients at individual centers and what insurance may cover. We recognize this question is top of mind for families, and we would encourage you to contact your insurance company directly to inquire about their policies regarding investigational drugs. We will be supporting EAP centers with information to help them navigate insurance claims.
Thanks, Jonathan. I hope this extra information will help to fill in some of the blanks for the community when it comes to EAP. One general question we've heard is about our ability to provide more information on a given topic than we've provided to date. We have expressed our commitment to transparency wherever possible, but there are some times when we can't provide more clarity. Can you discuss why we're not able to answer all the questions at the time they are asked?
Sure. Sometimes we don't have all of the answers. For instance, this EAP is complex for many reasons, and we are working through the questions and challenges we face as they arise. No one has run an EAP in SMA before, and few have run any sort of EAP on this scale. Biogen does have experience in running EAPs in other therapeutic areas where we have developed treatments. However, with SMA, we're all sailing through uncharted waters to a certain extent. I do want people to know that Biogen is committed to the EAP and to access. Perhaps, most importantly, we are working around the clock on our filing packages to hopefully achieve regulatory approval, which is the best way to achieve long-term access for as many people as possible. We will continue to share information with the community when we can and appreciate all of the feedback we've received over the past few weeks on our program. Thank you for the opportunity to share this information. More to come.
Thanks, Jonathan, for taking the time to walk through this information with me and with the community. As Jonathan mentioned, we'll continue to share information when we are able to do so. In the meantime, we want to ensure we are providing information that can answer your questions, so please feel free to reach out to our patient center at patientcenter@biogen.com.